It was March 12, 1930 when Butterfield Michigan Theaters celebrated the grand opening of its 85th theater in downtown Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. The 100-linear-foot structure along Ashmun Street only took M.N. Hunt 6 months to build, laying its first bricks in late August of 1929. William P. Whitney of Chicago was its sole architect, while United Studios President E.R. Nickel of Chicago served as the creative mastermind behind its unique interior design. The historic Sault Theater building has an interesting past. Sault Theater executive director Colleen Arbick once wrote about the city staple. Arbick described building as beautiful, exhibiting a large auditorium with a fully equipped stage, 4 storefronts and 9 apartments. As originally built, it had 1,185 red leather seats, and a stage 88 feet wide and 24 feet deep, so that legitimate stage productions and other live entertainment was possible. City of the Rapids, written by Bernie Arbick. Its brick and cement auditorium was touted as fireproof during a time when fires had ravaged many structures across the Upper Peninsula. Concrete lies under the stage floor and covers the auditorium. The roof is built on steel supports, Arbick said. Interior walls between the auditorium and the lobby are built of clay construction tile. Jazz plaster was known for its acoustic properties and applied over brick throughout the auditorium and lobby. The theater's design concept was heavily influenced by Spanish culture and trends, closely imitating a Spanish palace. The decoration was highly artistic, overseen by Italian artist Frank DeAngelis, said Arbick. The jazz plaster was uneven and multicolored paints were applied in a mottled effect, or perhaps the plaster was colored. Although one color blends into and through the other, the colors for the main are red, blue, cream and gold. The predominant color of walls, carpeting, draperies and curtains are red and gold. Spanish bracket lamps lit the side walls. A cove molding at the juncture of the walls and ceiling hid red, blue, and amber-colored lights. Novel effects played over the walls and ceiling, made possible from an effects spotlight in the projection booth. The entrances to all 9 apartments was off Ashmun. 4 faced Main Street. The remaining 5 faced a small roof garden between the apartments and the theater proper. Its 4 storefronts were occupied by various businesses over the years, including the American Cafe owned by Peter Jonakura until 1989. Its new owners operated there until 1996, when the restaurant moved to a larger space across the street. Jonakura told several tales of the Sault Theater in his book, The American Cafe: Reflections from the Grill. Jonakura celebrated his 100th birthday this past March with friends and family by his side. According to Arbick's research, Kinney Shoes occupied 2 spaces until 1942. Other spaces were filled by the Beausier Shop, the Style Shop, Marilyn Shop, Squire and Milady, Erard's Jewelry, France Paquin Shoes, Mac Stationery, Sue Gift Shop, Silver Linings Antiques, Northland Printing Company, the Cake and Wedding Center, Blair Decors and others. In conjunction with movies, the theater entertained the public with various vaudeville shows well into the 1940s. Local people remember seeing magicians, hypnotists, concerts, and student productions, especially students at the branch campus of Michigan College of Mining and Technology, Lake Superior State University, on the Sault Theater stage, Arbick said. A local group took over the theater in 1934, changing its name to Sault Amusement Company. Charles DePaul and his son, Joseph, bought out all other interests in 1939 to become sole owners. 3 generations of the DePaul family owned and operated the Sault Theater building until it was closed in 1998 and put up for sale, said Arbick. The building sat vacant until it was purchased by Sault Theater Project, Inc. in 2003. There were many interior and exterior transformations over a 92-year period. The original marquee was rectangular with rotating lights and a large vertical Sault sign on top, said Arbick. It was replaced in 1940 by a V-shaped marquee, and another layer of signage was added in 1974. A block wall was built that divided the theater into the red and blue movie theaters, and the interior was modernized in 1974. The stage was hidden behind another block wall. The facade of the building above the stores was covered by an aluminum decorative rack. A mansard roof was added to the facade between the 2 stories. A a suspended ceiling draped over walls covered by paneling, while theater auditorium walls were covered with fabric. The theater's original ticket booth was located inside the building. It was moved to the north corner by the 1950s. At some point, the wooden and glass panel entrance doors were replaced by metal doors, said Arbic. Many people have stopped by Sioux Theater since 2003 to say they worked for the DePauls as ushers, ticket sellers, projectionists, concession workers, etc. DePaul had converted the theater into a cinema. The story of the Sioux Theater Project, Inc. is an ongoing example of community involvement, determination, and a vision to save a historic building on Sioux St. Marie's Main Street and to renovate and restore the building to become a regional center for the arts, said Arbic. The Sioux Theater is one of a handful of historic theaters still remaining in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It has already become a beacon for the arts in the eastern Upper Peninsula of Michigan since its purchase in 2003. Justin Knepper of Knepper Development Strategies has since assisted in the theater's restoration back to 1940-something. The Sioux Theater Project, Inc. launched a fundraiser in 2021. And has so far raised $275,000 toward the restoration of the entire exterior, which in total is estimated at $640,500, said Knepper. This exterior facade portion of the project is estimated as follows: $90,430.25 for the restoration of the marquee, $85,000 for brick and masonry restoration, $150,000 for primary entry, storefronts and windows, and $10,000 plus in engineering costs. Marquee restoration contracts were awarded to Chalou Designs of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Masonry restoration contracts were awarded to Northern Restoration and Waterproof Systems of Gran, Mich. We are now focused on reaching our fundraising goal of $150,000 for the theater's primary entry, storefronts, and upper windows, said Knepper. We are very pleased to announce that the National Trust for Historic Preservation recently awarded the Sioux Theater $5,000 toward engineering design work for storefront restoration, and that we have contracted with architectural firm Sidic Group to prepare construction documents for this component of the project. The Sioux Theater Project is currently in the process of applying for additional grants to help restore its storefronts, windows, and main entrance.